tech is not my friend. It never has been. So yes, I got a joint interview with both drivers, Sebastian Bourdais and Renger Vanderzande. They both drive the car, the Cadillac that won for Chip Ganassi Racing. Right. The two of them have been co-drivers, teammates for a while now. They haven't been on the top step of the podium in almost a year. So yeah, I got them elated yesterday coming out of the presser. They're drying off their trophies and having a good time. Get back to the hotel room last night, getting ready to call it a day. And oh, didn't have any audio in that interview. Yeah. Yeah, good times. So I was in a panic this morning trying to get them both back together. Sebastian Bourdais was doing a lot of driver coaching and was helping the engineers for the IndyCar race today. So there was no chance to get him back, but Renger very nicely came out and gave me about 5 minutes of his time before he had to go do some duties with Chip Ganassi Racing.
Freak Nation, if you have genes that sound like Renger Vanderzande, well, you're like me. It's Crasher with Renger Vanderzande, your IMSA winner. Long Beach.
Renger Vanderzande driving that car across the finish line, finally getting on the top spot of the podium. These guys are second in points. They've had two podiums so far this year, but this one's a win. How did Long Beach come together for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, winning a race is always good, you know. So if you ask how the race came together, it's perfect. I mean, you know, winning in Long Beach is always good. Such a classic, iconic race. And, you know, the team did a fantastic job on strategy to get me out. But then from there on, I had the oldest tires of the field and I had to survive towards the end. So we made it stick grip-wise, but also win-wise. So it was nice to spray some champagne, you know.
That has to say something, though, for your driving ability, because I wanted to talk to you about the tires. Everybody changed tires on their pit stop. You guys did not. Were you slipping around? How did you handle things in order to stay in the lead? Not just get in the lead, but stay in the lead.
Yeah, you know, it's first of all, track position on the street track is super important. So once you're in front, to get by me is quite difficult from there on the street track. So we knew that. But at the same time, if they have a lot more grip, or let's say if I push it a lot in the first 50% of my stint, then at the second half of the stint, they're going to get by anyway because they have more grip. So I had to really conserve the tires, make sure that they, you know, didn't need a big gap. I just needed to make sure that they're close behind and don't overtake me. And then at the end of the race, we had more or less the same grip. I got a bit more better through traffic, and that's how we won it.
Is Long Beach kind of just a blip on the radar for you guys? It's your shortest race in the IMSA season. Are you just kind of like, let's get through it? Or is it one that you really want to cherish because of the history?
No, it is one of the classics, one to win. You know, when I go back to Amsterdam, and I can say I'm born Long Beach, that's a big thing. So, you know, the Long Beach Grand Prix is such a historic, iconic race. It's been here with Formula One. Everybody knows those onboard videos, so it's a special one to win.
So it's not just a United States thing. People overseas, they know Long Beach. Sure. Not just Indy, not just Daytona, Long Beach.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, Indy and Daytona is very classic and, you know, very important too. So don't get me wrong there. But yeah, for sure, Long Beach is a special one. With the fountain here, with the fans, it was full. The grandstands were all full, so amazing race to win here.
Okay, so how does a Dutch guy and a French guy, how do you guys really get together? I mean, let's just say, let's take time in the cockpit out of the way. How do you guys really get along?
You know, not very good if you talk about... Very good. No, Seb is an amazing teammate. He's one of the best I've worked with. He's so fast. So honest about setup, you know, and as a teammate, you also need to work together because you're sharing the same car. I think it's different in single seaters where you want to have some cards in your pocket when you want to play it. But we are in the same car. We want to win the same race. So you really have to cooperate. And Seb has been fantastic with that. Very open, transparent. And we're doing a great job together, I think.
Oh, you guys are doing a phenomenal job together. This was fun. You got to win. Now, how do you attack the rest of the season? Because you're second in points. I know you guys want to get up there again. Your winning feeling is back. Yeah. What's the approach?
You know, the approach is simple. We want to win this championship. So good second place in the championship right now. We want to get on that podium every race. And if we can snatch some wins away, we'll for sure take it.
Just that thought of champagne. It's fun, isn't it?
We're going for champagne.
Thank you so much. There's a little backstory behind this. He did this twice for me today. I really appreciate this. Right. Go have fun at the IndyCar race.
Thank you very much. All right.
Good dude. Very good dude. Is Kenny even on? What? Oh, you're thinking about the jeans.
No, it's just you had your baptism. The stat man said in the text
of
getting an interview and not having the audio. We've all been through it. So yeah, welcome to the crowd.
At least you didn't tell you. I thought I was working with a pro, you know?
Okay, so I remember Kenny's audio baptism was with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Whose was yours with again, Statman?
Ken Block.
Ken Block.
Yeah.
There you go. Significant.
Holy cow.
Yeah, she said, I thought I was working with a pro. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
We've all got those, man. Yeah. Richie, do you have one of those, buddy?
At the top of my head, I believe I'm going to actually Travis Pastrana. Actually, yeah. When I was in school, Travis Pastrana was in the Xfinity Series at the time, and I was doing some PR work for the track, and so I went up to Travis after a race. He didn't.
Why are you looking at the computer? I mean, why are you looking? Why aren't you looking at the?
I'm so used to looking at my laptop when I talk.
What the hell are you doing?
I actually kind of like that better. It's a little more intimate. It's like if you're. I'm just kidding. No,
it looks like you're reading your response to Travis Pastrana.
No, to get back to my point, now that I'm looking at you folks at home, everybody. Talked to Travis Pastrana after NASCAR Xfinity race. He didn't do well. It was really great with his time. Got back to the media center and go, oh, oops, forgot to hit record. Yep.
Well,
nice guy. Really nice guy.
Did you have the huevos to go back and grab it again?
No. He's probably gone. Long gone. He didn't finish the race. Had a really bad race. Mm-hmm.